welcome to Life with the Girlfriends. Tonight, Christine, Marie, and Julie talk about, oh my God, what it means to be transracial, the kindness of strangers going viral, why women ask questions instead of stating what they want, and getting your side hustle on. I'm Stormin' Norman, so come on, everybody, clap your hands and do the hustle. Do the hustle.
Hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And I'm Julie.
Hi, Julie. Guess that leaves me as Christine Marie.
Yes, you're Christine Marie.
But I'm also known around here as Mama.
Yes, you are. You're my mama. But I say you are the world's mama.
That's right. Everybody can come to me.
You've got the bosoms to prove it.
That's like we were with Jack the other day. And Jack's like 6 months old, 5 months old.
5 months old, yeah.
But he was kind of crying because I had sunglasses on. He was like, he didn't like that. And
yeah.
And I said,
you were throwing shade. Like, what's this one doing?
Yeah, what's going on here? And I said to his mom and dad, I go, don't worry, give him time because he knows I'm going to be the one with the coins, the candy, and the condoms. The three C's.
And they were like laughing. But with like a...
scratching their head.
Like, okay. That's good. Thanks. Well, it's funny because when I was growing up, you know, I had Grandma Peters. Mm-hmm. And then I had old Grandma Peters.
You had... That's right.
And you said...
New Grandma Peters and old
Grandma Peters. And you said... And I just came up those phrases when I was young for no reason than just to differentiate between grandmas. And you're like... I will never be able to be called that. No one will call me that. Old anything. I refuse.
Don't call me old grandma.
Yeah, please.
Old Grandma Peters.
And you said, Nona. That's good. We'll call that. Differentiate.
You can call me Nona.
Well, I think you literally are the only great grandma this person has.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the other grandparents' grandmothers are dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you won the lottery.
Oh, do I feel happy?
You didn't even know it, did you?
No, I didn't even get it. I just now got that.
I mean, okay, we're calling this because, you know, I'm not married to the guy, the grandpa.
Ooh.
Not a surprise, you know, but...
You're not always, one of those kind of girls, are you?
Yeah, I'm kind of one of those girls. His kids always call me, well, like, you're like my mom. you're like one of my moms.
Mom light.
I'm mom light. I'm like a mom, but not, which is great.
But I don't get to boss you around.
Exactly.
I don't give you lists.
I don't feel responsible for your results. Yeah. I get to just
enjoy. In fact,
enjoy.
I have some, like, I have a wee bit of schadenfreude.
Yeah.
When bad things happen to you.
That's not true at all. That's not true. Except when bad things happen, you do come to me and say, what do I do? You go, and I go, I'm going to tell you what my mom tells me. You know, pray the most powerful prayer ever. Fuck them all. Like, yeah. You know?
Isn't that true, though? Was it good growing up learning, like, I just, you know, Mom, what's the most powerful prayer ever? It's three words, honey. Fuck them all.
As a kid, Catholic girl told me once. Well, you know, it's interesting because I remember one time I got a message from Hillary, Doug's daughter. This was years ago. And she had not gotten into her master's program. She has since gotten to a different master's program and graduated from University mm-hmm. of Illinois and all as well. But she wanted to be a physical therapist. And she had, you know, straight A's in her undergraduate. And, you know, she's like, and they turned her down. And she calls me up. She's crying. And I said, I'm like, you know what? F them. If they can't figure out how great you are, screw them and the horse they effing rode in on. You'll be able to do something much better than just be that. Screw them. And before that, of course, I'm like, oh, you could do it. You're going to get in there. I'm for sure. And then it's like, all right. They turn the page. Turn the page with them, baby.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, we'll cut a bitch if we have to. Whatever we have to get through the day. So enough about the magical three words, F them all, and back to who we are.
Who are we?
The existential question of the day.
Yes.
Who are we? We're Christy, Marie, and Julie. We're mother and daughters. We're both coaches. You're a psychotherapist. I'm a instructional designer working on her master's in it. and also a teacher. And we just love what we do. And we hope to bring joy and inspiration to everybody out there.
Oh,
and
wow. That's no man. That's a little task. That's so simple.
Yeah, no kidding. Basically, what I would love is for whoever listens to us gets an hour break.
Yeah.
Just work an out hour during break. This time. Pull out some nuggets. We got a big show for you today. You can pull out and extract some nuggets from this.
I know. You know what I always say when you say that.
Ouch.
Does it hurt?
It hurts those bad nuggets. To pull out those nuggets.
That's right.
You know, do you need a degree for that? Yes. You need an extraction degree.
You need an extraction degree. Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
I went to one of those courses, and it cost me a fortune to be able to pull out the nuggets of life. Fortune.
And that was what the course was about.
Yes.
Yeah. Pay me the money.
Yes, and they pulled one over on me. It was the College of Hard Knocks, as my mom
That's
would
right.
used to say.
That's right.
I went to the school.
I used to give certificates out. Remember
yes.
that? I made up a certificate mm-hmm. from graduating from the School of Hard Knocks, and I would give it to people.
And sometimes me, when life got me down.
That's right.
Like, you just graduated from another class from Hard Knocks.
That's right. You got your PhD.
Yeah.
Like, pretty hard Well, I don't know what's going to say the D word. I don't know what the D word is.
You had one before.
I did. Well, I was going to say, you know, he puts the dick in ridiculous.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
But
well, do I do that?
There's no R in PhD, so.
Oh, in ridiculous, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the R silent.
Yeah.
And I'll bless
Thank God.
It. Thank God. So we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to start talking about just some of this what happened this week that kind of percolated some thoughts in us.
Because that's what Life with the Girlfriends
yes.
is about. It's about what happens during our week.
We want to talk about the kindness of strangers and how when it goes viral, we're meant to think this is just an anomaly. Like,
right.
Oh my God, somebody's being kind. Oh, mm-hmm. oh really? Okay, great. We're going to talk about when... people lie, but call it not really lying, more like it's none of your business. Mm-hmm. And instead of saying, we're going to talk about that a little bit. Mm,
just a little bit.
We're also going to, yeah, got a couple other things we're going to talk about. The idea of the Beauty and the Beast, maybe, during
yes.
movie talk.
Yes.
And finally, during.
And how some, not all beasts are monsters.
Right.
But all monsters are
yes.
beasts.
And so here we go.
All righty.
Okay, the first thing I want to talk about today, girl, is I want to talk about, okay, remember about a year ago, I think, this woman got caught. She was a speaker, and she was an African-American speaker,
mm-hmm.
and she got caught because her parents came out saying, she's not African-American. I don't mm-hmm. know how she can pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big hoopla and all this stuff.
Yeah, she was actually, that was her career. She
was
making
career.
Money
Being
as an activist for the African-American community.
Yes.
I think she had curly hair.
Oh, yes. She just maybe looked like, you know, the rule that if you got one drop, you're African-American.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's what some people say.
One drop of blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to claim it.
Yeah, and that's what she was saying. Mm-hmm. But, you know, really when she didn't have any drop of blood, supposedly.
But her parents busted her.
Parents
busted
her.
They came out and go, we don't get this.
Yeah.
She's our daughter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Ireland.
Right.
You know, and the other person, well, I'm from Italy.
Yeah.
I don't know where she gets this.
And not, and Northern Italy, mm-hmm. not Sicily, Italy.
That's right. That's right. The
and,
Sicily, Italy.
And so. I was exactly. So I was noticing her, and she was going to be on, I think, Vice, and
somebody interviewed her.
Yes, and
said,
just real briefly.
Yeah,
she goes, "I'm what you would call Pan African American," and I'm like, "Ding, ding, 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 ding!
Praise the Lord, we finally get it." Because Julie and I have been studying this until
yes.
our. Eyes bleed.
Well, we are just when you have a thought in your mind and you can go, oh, I believe this. I got it. And my whole life, I knew that there were transgender people, but the thought was this that you were a man trapped in a woman's body, or you're a woman trapped in a man's body.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is so fluid,
right?
That and I didn't get it until
we didn't get it.
I didn't get it until I read this article in Time magazine.
Yeah, just came out last week,
right? And
I mean, we were wondering, and we would look, we would Google it,
yes.
we would do Wikipedia it, and we never got the, Dan Savage it.
Right, because I didn't understand what the big deal was all this about. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, well, I mean, you know, you can be, do I look okay? Because you just lift your glasses up and like looked at me like, hey, what's going on with you? And I'm like, do I? What on my face? Like somebody behind me?
You were growing a mustache.
Yeah, it was. Okay, well, that's true. I haven't seen Doug in about 2 weeks because he was on vacation with the boys to see the Cubs. I will tell you, there is something good about having a guy in your life because it keeps you kind of on the track of hygiene. If that makes any sense to the woman out there.
The hair track?
Well, like,
no hair track?
You know what? I was like, well, heck, I got 2 weeks. I might want to see what this looks like when it grows out of my legs. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe I haven't been tweezing my eyebrows as much as I should. And so I'm going to be seeing him a day. So it's like, I got
You better carve out an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. Exactly. Well, thanks. And then she's just like, so I was just curious what you were looking at.
Yeah, I was just looking at through my glasses. Well, realizing that I have some smudges on them.
Oh.
And one smudge was like right on your nose.
Oh, I see.
That's why I lifted it, because guess what? That smudge was not there.
When you lifted your glasses.
I lifted the glasses.
Thank God.
But no, it's all about you, isn't it?
Right, it's all about me.
It's not about me. It's all about you.
Well, sometimes I have to, okay, if you guys don't know us by now, my mom literally is a psychic and she's a channeler. We don't like to talk about it a lot because, you know, she's special in that way. But there will be times when she'll be looking behind me. Like for a long while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's behind me? Oh, nothing. Oh, you are such the biggest liar ever. What's behind me? An angel. I'm like, or an old wise person.
Well, speaking of that, tell what happened this week in terms of the matches.
Oh, okay. But we're not done talking about this stuff. I'll tell you the matches
okay.
story.
Well,
real
this
quick.
Would go perfect but, right
okay,
now.
Okay, with the okay, here's the match story. So anyway, I'm cleaning up the kitchen and I noticed that there's a match, like an unlit match by the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, this is weird. This is completely weird.
Yeah.
And so I picked it up.
Nobody in the house smokes or does anything remotely.
Yeah. Did you guys light any candles lately?
Nothing,
there was no power outage.
Right.
And I said, guys, who had matches and why is it on the kitchen floor?
Right.
They're like, we don't know. I'm like, I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm just curious who had matches because that's such an odd thing to find
on
the floor.
And then I said, well, maybe it fell out of the junk drawer. We couldn't figure it out.
I'm like, so that's cool. Okay, whatever. Let it go. And then, and that was a week ago. And then 2 days ago or yesterday, you said, hey, I just got this hit this morning. I dreamt about we need to buy matches.
Like not just like a pack.
We need to buy
a
matches.
A lot of matches.
Yes. I'm like, well, they're cheap. We can do that. That's not a big deal.
Right.
And then you said something brilliant. You said, I'll go out and buy some candles too.
That's right.
Yeah, if you're going to buy some matches.
You're going to buy matches, damn it.
I'll buy some candles as well. And I'm like,
happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly. So not those candles.
I know. I know.
Those long nativity candles because they're cheap and they were on sale, so that was awesome.
But that, you know, that was, I will continue. You finish the story, then I will tell you my feelings on this.
Okay, wonderful. And so then anyway, yesterday we were working out and we were done working out and you, because we do everything together. And we're just like, hey, come on, hang out with me for a little while. And I'm like, great. And I go to your bedroom and I'm like, do you realize you have matches in your bed? Like literally three matches were on your bed sheets, you know, on your mattress or what do you call it? The
Doc McStuffins.
Okay. I didn't want to say it. The Doc McStuffins blanket, because for whatever reason, that is your most favorite blanket.
I don't know why.
It was supposed to be a Christmas present for the grandkids and you opened up the package.
I
and
went,
you're like,
no,
screw this.
Screw them.
I am taking this blanket. So each night you and Dad both have your own separate Doc McStuffins blanket.
That's right.
Okay, I didn't want to say it, but you said it. And so I'm like, why are there matches on your Doc McStuffins blanket? And you're like, I have no idea why there's matches on my Doc McStuffins blanket.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And
why would I have matches, especially, you know, on my blanket?
Yes, you say it like that. Not like, not as fast as I would say it.
You go, you can shut up, I'm back your blanket.
Like, no, why do I have matches on my Doc McStuffins blanket? I don't know. So anyway.
So anyway.
Okay, so then that was one thing.
Yeah.
And then you and I are leaving, and I noticed in the side of my eye that in your bathroom light, there's two light bulbs missing. I'm like, oh, that's weird.
That's weird.
But we've been having such really weird power surges.
Yeah, they've been. I thought, yeah, it's been really weird.
Replacing
that
underground cables.
Cables, yeah.
I go, well, maybe that's the reason why these are going out so
right,
fast.
Right, right.
So we come back home, and Normano's home by this time. And I look, and I go, oh, did you replace the lights in the bathroom? He goes, no, do I need to? I go, no, I'm just asking you a question. Did you? Because he goes, no. I go, well, that's weird, because I could have sworn they were
two out when you left.
So then I go, ding, 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 ding. I must at this moment go to Walmart and buy matches and candles. How much more of a hit do I effing need?
That's right.
And so far, nothing has happened. And no. Then I say this. It could have just been the universe saying, I'm going to give you signs. And this is a cheap sign to do this. But just do it.
Just do it. Who knows why?
And it may be saying, hey, I'm going to give you other signs, and I want you to get used to doing what I ask you to do.
That's right. See, that's what I was thinking. That was my two cents. But also, you said that, because I said, hey, pick up some candles if you're going to be going to Walmart to get the matches.
Right.
And these were, you know, these candles that I like were, they're like votives.
Votives,
but they're
exactly.
big, tall.
Like Catholic they have, Church votives.
Yeah, they have Mother Mary on it. They have the saints on them. And I think they're awesome. And they're usually like $5 or $6 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you went and you said, Mom, they have a closeout on them. They're like 29 cents. I went, what?
They're 75 cents.
And said 29 cents.
That's right. I didn't say buy all they can.
Yeah. I did. I said,
yeah. And luckily, the only ones that were on clearance were these two. And so I got all they had.
You had 10.
I had 10. Yes, exactly. And I can't remember what they were. One was a male figure. One was a female figure.
Saints and Mother Mary.
I should look at what they
and
were.
And an archangel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm all for those.
Yes. Lucky for you.
Yeah,
a couple with some demon seeds. No.
Light this candle. Like, everything you do will turn to dust.
Yeah. Walmart would have here's Damien Omadu.
Votive candle. You go, Damien.
Here's the Lucifer candle.
Listen, we know that someone's angel is other someone else's demon, right?
And that was our wisdom for the day.
That's our little nugget we pulled out.
Right. But isn't that like when someone's junk is somebody else's luxury or something like that? Or trash? Like, somebody's trash is somebody else's junk? I don't know.
Yeah. Windfall, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, go back to what
you were
talking
about. It's so
funny
because when you said junk, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, junk.
Oh, junk.
Yeah. You're like, well, that junk's a little bit too big for my junk.
His junk.
His junk's too big for my junk, so I'm going to say, but now your junk might be really good for that person's
junk.
That's
right. That's right.
Everybody's got junk that matches.
Yeah, got junk.
That's my new thing.
But no, you don't know if their junk matches because they may feel that their junk is one way when their junk is another way.
Thank you for bringing us back to the topic.
Hence
the pan... African-American
Thank
person.
You. Ta-dum-bum.
So anyway, but I think she misspoke because I don't think she's pan-African-American because if I'm not mistaken, pansexuality kind of means it's fluid. You are like, I'm not discriminative.
Right.
I don't discriminate between sex or anything.
I might wake up today and feel black. I might wake up tomorrow and feel like a Native American.
Right. Well, that would be trans... racial, I think.
Oh, transracial.
I think that's what she really wanted to say.
Okay.
Because transsexual, I think, well, transsexual means you don't feel the same way you were born with.
Right.
So if you're born female with female junk.
Genitalia.
But you don't
that's
feel
my
that.
New airlines, by the way.
Yeah.
I just invested
female
some.
Female genitalia? I'd fly that airplane.
Fly that airplane.
Yeah,
fly that airline.
So anyway... So I think she's wrong. I don't think it's pan at all. I think it's transracial.
But she called herself pan-American.
Pan-African-American. And I thought, well, there we go.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's a funny term, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this article in Time, I was just on the ground. Like, I'm going, I didn't know this was going on underneath my nose.
Right.
Because I am very progressive in the sense that, you know... I knew from day one when I was born that I had an uncle that was probably gay.
Right.
We didn't talk about it because he wasn't out yet, but
mm-hmm.
we all knew.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 30, he came out. We're like, surprise.
No
like,
way.
No,
really? Except the only one that was surprised was his brother.
Yes.
Your father.
Which I can't believe it because it wasn't like a secret in our family.
No. It's like, oh, and your gay brother. That's so funny. Like, and then, wait a minute, you actually thought my brother was gay? Yes!
Why would we say that?
Hello?
And, you know, you had a bisexual friend, in this, you know, growing up, when I was growing up, that man, he was married.
Oh, John. Okay, yeah.
But he was,
totally.
He'd go both ways.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I don't want to know if he's gone both ways with my parents. I don't want to know.
He tried.
Okay. Trying's okay. And you best have said no. Or I just don't want to know. Just, okay. So it was, I grew up never having this be a big deal in my life.
Right.
But now I find it being a big deal.
And you got to know the terminology.
Right. Yeah. And in this Time magazine, they actually talked about how homosexuals and lesbians work so hard for equality that they don't, and they're actually kind of, some of them
they're angry.
You know, because in some ways, the new generation is thinking that we don't want to be labeled born this way or not born this way, mm-hmm. or, you know, we want to just be who we are.
Right.
Where for so long, like, well, you're born gay, so it can't be wrong. Mm-hmm. It's not a choice.
Right.
It's not a choice.
Yeah.
But the new generation is like, well, sometimes it is a choice for us.
Yeah.
I want to be, I.
Some days I want bushy eyebrows and some days I want them plucked.
And see, and then, and they called it, you know, and so this woman was talking about, and I don't know their names because, you know, I just know. I don't.
Thank God.
Yeah. I really don't want to talk about
them. That's right.
I want to talk behind their backs.
Right.
No. But this idea of being transracial instead mm-hmm. of Pan-African-American, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, then if you're African-American, why can't you say I'm Pan-Caucasian?
Right.
I may have been born African-American.
But I don't identify with Black Americans.
I do not identify with that, but, you know, at all.
I'm identify with white Americans.
Yes. Whatever the hell that means.
That means you kind of walk on your tiptoes.
Yes, and you never say it was on your mind.
And you never listen.
And you get burned all the time in the sun. It sucks, you know. And I just thought, that's just crazy. And I go, why not, though? And I think this is just a great leap.
It is.
Into the race. And I go, what if 20 years from now?
But I don't mean to interrupt you, but I do believe, though, that I can understand some of these older, like, gay men and gay women who truly did work hard to, you know, just become legit in some ways, you know?
Yes.
And to have this generation go like, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You did. What did you do? You know.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And you just go, what in the world's going on? And CNN, I think, was interviewing Ben Carson one time, or I don't know who was interviewing Ben Carson.
That ran for president.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he had mentioned they had asked him about being transgendered and how
he's a transgender.
No, he's not. They asked him about transgender people.
Sorry, people.
he's now got a post in. He's somebody, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's HUD.
HUD.
Yeah.
And
head of HUD.
That's right. Thank you. And he goes, listen, I have thought this way my whole life. Can you give me a moment to think another way? Like, I can't just make up my mind in 20 seconds about transgender people because I have never grown up feeling this way.
Right.
Or proposing these questions.
Right.
I thought, thank you.
That
can
was
you
sweet.
Give people a beat to get caught up?
Right, exactly.
Because I, you know, here I was born, quote unquote, female.
But thank you for putting quotes on that.
I don't know anymore. I'm so progressive. I don't know what to think of myself anymore. But here's the thing. I am the last thing, like when Caitlyn Jenner became a woman,
mm-hmm.
the first thing she wanted to do was put on a fancy dress, get all made up, and get high heels on.
Yeah. Like, grow her hair long. Yeah.
And I'm like, the last thing I want to do is put on a dress.
We do not.
Heels,
yeah.
Get that done. I'm like,
we do not identify with that.
I don't. And I thought, well, then, you know, but if that's
what I'm not going to even tell people that you wear men's shoes.
I'm proud of it. I can't help it if I have a wide toe base.
That's right.
What am I going to do about that?
Thank God for Nike.
Yeah, and I'm thinking she, excuse me, my pronouns, Caitlin, has to have her shoes custom made.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I get Caitlin, but but reading this Time magazine, I don't understand how fluid it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, and then somebody in the article mentions, back in the day, they just would have called it experimenting.
Right.
They wouldn't have put this label on it.
Right.
And now it feels like they don't think it's experimenting. It means something more than what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm curious what they're going to look like 20 years from now or 10 years
yes,
from now.
Yes, yes.
And let this all shake out. But real quick, talking about transracial, mm-hmm. there's this hoopla about Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. She's in this new movie, The Ghost, The Machine, The Ghost, or mm-hmm. whatever.
The Ghost in the Shell or something?
That's it, something yeah. like that. And she plays a Japanese character. Okay, but she's not Japanese.
Right.
And there's a lot of hoopla because she calls herself, I'm genderless. No, I'm racialless. I'm non-racial. That's my character because I'm a person. I'm a consciousness in a machine.
Mm.
But, and this one woman, one person goes, yeah, well, how come it's supposed to be when it's racialist? They're all white people. How can you have a Japanese racialist character? It's all white. And I thought, touche.
That's really true,
That's
though.
That's true.
Well, that is true,
yes.
though.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think it's very interesting mm-hmm. about, and maybe if there's an old South Park episode where in the future we're all just beige. We all are just beige. We're all genderless, racialless. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
And you buy makeup online. It's all the same color.
It's all the same color. Yeah.
Medium.
Know, medium. Medium.
Medium rare.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what it will all be.
So, Julie, if I could identify as black, so can I go work for the Black Caucus or the, you know, the...
I don't, maybe not today, but mm-hmm. that could be your cause.
Yeah.
And you could fight the good fight.
Right.
And maybe about 5 or 6 years, you could.
Yes.
Because you'd have to go through the courts, and they're like, well, we can't fight this. She was born Caucasian, but she identifies as a black person.
Right.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
And the truth is, because you believe in past lives, you may have identified as someone growing up in Africa or even African American yeah. in the past life.
Talk about, I may not only have just a drop of blood in me, I might have a whole soul.
Lineage.
That's right.
Your soul may be mostly this, and
that's
you're
right.
just, this is the first time you have been Caucasian.
Yes.
And so you don't feel Caucasian.
I don't feel, I feel blackish.
I literally have just figured this out.
You got it.
It's a past life issue.
It is.
It's not a current life issue. It's a past life issue.
Now, how do we take that before Congress?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to testify.
About my past lives.
And they go, oh, we'll give you about 12 minutes.
It took me 3 years to figure this stuff out in deep hypnosis. Let's go. I talk fast. Take
you
notes.
You sure do.
Take notes. In a nutshell, I was born before the wind. But after the sun.
Bless your gypsy soul.
Exactly. And if you, for all your insiders.
Let's sing it. Yeah. The mystic. Let's sing it.
I know how it starts.
I want to rock your gypsy soul.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So anyway.
We were born before the wind.
But not before the sun.
But
not
like that. Dang. Dang.
Great song.
Yeah. Look it up.
Yeah. Van Morrison, The Mystic. Look it up.
Look it up. got one of the great lines of all time in there.
Exactly. So I do want to talk about, and what is that? Your
I want to rock your gypsy soul.
Yes. Exactly, it's a great line.
No, other than that
up
one,
all the edges.
Yeah, and then the other one is the other great line. Another song is "A strap your
hands cross my engine."
Is it hands or legs?
Strap your hands
or cross thighs. Strap your thighs across my engine.
Strap your hands across my engine.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Strap your thighs across my engine. Look at thighs.
Because tramps like us. Baby, we were born to run.
That's not my favorite line on that song, though.
No?
I like, it goes, I go, we can get through the sadness. I love you with all the madness in my soul. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like that. We may have mixed up some of the stuff, but you get the gifs.
And one of my other ones is, it's from the Toadies. It's like, behind the boathouse, I'll show you my dark secrets.
You do your leg exercises in that song.
I do.
Yep.
I do.
Your thrusting leg exercises. I'll show you my dark secrets.
You're not supposed to make that face up.
Yeah, because I'm I'm transracial.
I'm Pan-American, Pan-African-American. I fly.
I just got the reference to the plane.
Thank you.
I had no idea.
Thank you.
Now I get the reference, Pan-American.
Fly genitalia, or Pan-African-American.
Yeah. So basically, you are getting ready for your comedy, 7 minutes.
I am. You guys have noticed. Thank you.
Yes, you're up in the ante, girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, Julie has given me a year to come up with 7 minutes of material. And I have literally, in my notebook, about 1.5 pages.
Yes. Of, I was thinking, about
comedy.
A minute of possible.
Possibly a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although every time I tell a joke, you exit out. Like,
right.
I go, oh, Julie, this dessert is so good. If it was a religion, I'd convert. Then she goes, ugh. Really? Are you going to use that one?
I
go, hey, Julie, what did the scarf say to the hat? You go on. I'm good. No, you. I'll stay around here while you go on ahead.
That might work. That gets me.
You like that one better?
I do like that one.
Thank you. Okay.
I do like that one. You just got to do it right. Listen, I go on YouTube. You know, Grammys with jokes are like one of the top.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have my own YouTube channel.
Yes, you could.
Nona jokes.
Nona jokes. No jokes here. There are no jokes here. So let's talk about some kindness to strangers. Kindness of strangers. One, two.
Strangers in the night. Exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love?
That is, did you know that I have that website? I called it TKOS, the Kindness of Strangers.
Yes.
And because when I did it about 15 years ago, when I got that website, it was going to be my production company because I was going to be this famous screenwriter.
Right.
And of course, I was going to have my own movies and direct them. And of course, if you're going to direct and write movies, you have to have a production company.
Right.
And it was going to be TKOS. Like, people would think TKOS meant total knockouts.
Right.
Because that's what it would mean in the boxing world.
Right.
TKOS. But no, Christine girl here, the Kindness of Strangers.
Exactly.
So that is your lead-in. Go ahead, girl.
Okay. So we want to talk about this because supposedly this week we heard on the radio that there was this viral video that got shown, and it was this person
in Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah, at the IHOP, which I think I've eaten there before.
Yeah, we've eaten at the IHOP in Springfield.
You have not eaten at the IHOP.
Shut up.
I have.
I might have had takeout there.
I remember eating there because that's where we would get dropped off to meet our grandma, you know, sometimes. Or we'd stop there. I don't know why. But
old grandma or new grandma?
Old grandma. Or new grandma. Probably new grandma. Anyway, and it was this older couple that comes in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And I guess the wife has a deterioration disease or something. And her condition's gotten worse and she's be fed. And so one of the workers feeds her while her husband eats. And it got filmed and videotaped, and they put it on the IHOP Facebook page, and then it got leaked virally.
Mm-hmm.
And John Williams of WGN was interviewing the waiter, and he was just like,
he's totally underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed, and he's like, how has this changed your life? He goes, people want to talk to me a lot more, but really, nothing's changed. But he just came across like, why are you guys bugging me about this?
Yeah, what is this about? Well, the backstory is he's been working at IHOP 11 and a half years.
Yes.
And this wasn't the first time.
But he's done this.
He said that he knows this couple.
Yeah.
They've been coming in for years. And her disease, whatever it is, has progressed. And about 2.5 years ago, he started, you know, he'd take his break and feed the wife while the husband was able to eat. They'd all talk and chat. Yeah. And he goes, it was just no big deal. But it just so happened that one customer during this particular Saturday.
Filmed it. And that's why it went viral.
And I think it
was sweet because he's been doing it for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And it was no big deal.
No big deal.
And so I get to this point going, people are doing kind crap all the time.
Right.
Our lives wouldn't work if people weren't doing kind things.
Right.
And so for it to go viral, you go, I guess it's good because it proves that things that are good can go viral as well as things can go bad can go viral.
Correct.
But the truth is, he's been doing great things for years.
Yeah.
And it was, and I also thought too, if some guy, and you know, if I was out with somebody or like my mom or whatever, and then some guy goes, I'll feed your mom for you. Not that this would ever happen, but I'd be like, back off, dude. You know, no one's feeding my mom but me.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Exactly. So I was, I mean, there were.
But it was sweet, though, wasn't it?
It was sweet.
And I liked it because.
And then I felt even prouder of this guy even more. Because
it was like, please do not.
And I'm like, you know, this guy's had this ritual of taking care of this woman.
Yeah, and it was no big deal.
Every Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, it was no big deal. They're just friends hanging out on a Saturday, you know. They come at 10 in the morning, after the breakfast crowd, before the lunch. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yes. Because there are times in my life where I see people and, you know, Doug will want to jump in and help. And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't because I'm like, I don't know their system. Mm-hmm. You know, one more person sometimes doesn't help the situation. Mm-hmm. If there's a problem, I'm going to help. Mm-hmm. But because I guess I was trained with, you know, developing delayed adults and, you know, I was a staff that worked there, sometimes you have a system and if someone new comes into that system,
you mess it up. That's right.
And you kind of go, well, we have our deal here. You know, if I need help, I'll call for it and I would expect someone to jump in and help me.
Exactly.
But maybe don't offer it sometimes because I just know from my own personal experience that doesn't help.
No.
And so I would never expect a stranger to offer to do that.
Right.
But knowing that, so I initially was like, this is not that great of a story. But knowing that for years they had this system down, I was like, you go, dude.
Yeah.
You deserve, you are a great human being. But, or mostly you're just a normal human being.
Yeah.
You're kind.
You're a kind, normal human being. I know that I experienced the kindness of strangers. This was a couple of weeks ago. Maybe I already shared it, but Dad and I had decided to get a taco at Taco Bell. And so we went in and we placed our order at the box, you know.
Right.
And, you know, two soft taco supremes, you know. And so we're second in line. There's a car at the window. And it's like all of a sudden it's getting extraordinarily long wait. Yeah. All we wanted was two tacos, you know.
Right.
And we noticed that this car in front of us, they're like talking back and forth. They got the receipt. And then he sticks a receipt out the window with a pen, and she's writing on the pen. And and she gives it back. And then he gives the receipt out again, and she's got the pen again, and she's writing. And we're like, Dad's like, what is going on up there? All we wanted was two, you know, damn tacos. And and it seemed like really forever.
Yeah.
And so probably like 10 minutes later, she finally moves. And like we're like, nah, I don't want my damn taco.
Right.
You know, and so.
You take a damn taco.
Exactly. And so we get to the thing and, you know, Norm goes like, how much? And he goes, oh, no, this lady in front of you, she paid for your, and she wanted me to give you this receipt. And it said, you know, have a good day. God bless you. You know, if you feel like passing it on, pass it forward.
Yeah.
And it's got this big long thing. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
My God.
Yes.
I felt so bad.
How funny is
you would have, because Norm was like steaming through his nose, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I'm sure because Normano gets really tired. I mean, he can't wait.
He cannot. He has no patience.
The older he's gotten, the less patience he's gotten.
Yeah.
So, that was awesome.
Wasn't
though.
That sweet?
It's almost like
I have this feeling though. She was like, "By the way, how much did the people behind
of
me
course
order?"
She did.
Oh, just two tacos.
I'll pay for that.
Oh, let me pay for that.
Of course she did. Oh, they're paying for a family of 12. Oh, screw that.
Oh, thanks a lot.
just curious. Well, and it was funny because Dad had this kindness happen to him.
Dad had a TKOS act.
Exactly.
Just yesterday. No, 2 days ago.
TKOS act. Exactly. And what it was, he was
stuck.
Stuck
in Burlington, Iowa.
Where all stories begin. And he got a hotel room for himself, and he was walking home from a Pizza Hut.
Well, he'd gotten his hotel room.
Yep.
And was he naked at that point?
No, he wasn't naked at that point.
At one point, he talks about being naked.
Yes. He then goes, he's got his clothes on. He goes to Pizza Hut, which is about half a mile away.
Maybe more.
And which is surprising because he's got a bum knee. So this is not what he does.
Yeah.
But he said he felt pretty good.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to take a little walk for myself.
And so
first, he went to the casino, though,
in
Burlington, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Fun city.
Right.
And he was thinking about, you know, playing some one-arm bandits and having the buffet. But he's been out of the loop so long that there is no one-arm bandits anymore.
Right. He's like, what's going on? I got to find a card.
What did he say? I'm a fish out of water.
I'm a fish out of water here.
Let me go to the Pizza Hut. Yes.
Well, I'm not a fish out of water.
Yeah. I said, well, you didn't want to go eat their buffet or anything? Yeah. He goes, it was $15. Yeah. I go, oh, okay, well, how much was your Pizza Hut? $15. I enjoyed it. He said, I got naked in my hotel room.
Turned the heat up.
Took my clothes off and laid on the recliner.
Now, you have totally...
I forgot the TKOS part. You tell it.
Okay, so he's walking home to his hotel room from Pizza Hut with a pizza in his hand and some beer and chips from the local, you know, whatever. And it begins to drizzle. And then drizzle turns into rain. And so he's getting rained on. And this young guy, I don't know what that means to dad, but some young whippersnapper pulls over his car and say, hey, sir, mister, you feel like getting in my car and I'll take you because it's going to get rained on. Your pizza's going to get wet.
That's right.
And he goes, well, thank you, young man. So he gets into his car, drops him on, goes, I'm a semi driver and I had to go spend the night at the Super 8. He goes, well, I'll drive you to the Super 8 then, sir. And so he did. And he goes, you want a piece of pizza? He goes, no.
No, I'm off of carbs.
I'm off of carbs. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
No gluten, no carbs.
I have no gluten, no carbs, sir. I'm like, oh, one of those.
One of those dudes.
Yeah.
You're pan foodie.
Yeah, you're pan foodie. Yeah, you're abstaining. You're absent.
That's
right. Or you're a foodie.
Yeah.
You're not asexual, you're a foodie.
That's right.
I would love that sometimes, be a foodie. So he had an experience.
So, and he went, well, thank you,
so
young man.
Everything is right in the world, like it should be.
Yeah.
Let's not be surprised by it.
We should actually call this our TKOS moment.
Okay.
We'll have to find a song for it.
Yeah. I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to knock you out. Because that's what it means,
with
right?
With kindness.
Yeah, with kindness.
Total knockout, sorry. Something like that. Total
something
knockout.
Like that. Okay, so you ready for a little bit of... movie time?
Sure. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies and see how many Sherpa hats there are. You know what I mean.
So here we are at movie time, and we did not see a movie, but we want to talk about The Beauty and the Beast. Now, we only literally have 15 minutes for the rest of the show.
Okay.
I don't know how we're going to do it.
We can do it.
Okay.
We got it.
So.
You got this, girlfriend.
We did not see The Beauty and the Beast, so we're going to do movie talk.
I did see the old version.
Yes.
So it's not like I'm lying.
So quickly, how many Sherpa hats would you give the old cartoon
version? I would give
version?
The all four Sherpa hats.
All four Sherpa hats. Yes, awesome. Sir. But we're going to talk about Dan Savage on this segment about The Beauty and the Beast. Because I listen to Dan Savage, it's my guilty pleasure, because I start to learn a little bit more about an area that I am so not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I would be called vanilla, I guess, in Dan Savage's world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway.
And if you don't know who Dan Savage is, Google him.
Google him. It's called.
I think he'd enjoy
Savage
that.
Love, yes, it feels really good. So, but anyway, he does like a 5-minute commentary on where he pulls out the nuggets of the week, and he was kind of dissing on, you know, the presidential family a little bit, or mm-hmm. the first lady, mm-hmm. and I go, Mom might enjoy hearing that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, not dissing, but just his
perspective. Take on it. I enjoy different perspectives.
Yes, you did. It is not uncommon for you to watch Fox and Friends and CNN
all at the same time,
back and forth. Yeah. It is very schizophrenic. Yeah. Literally, I'm like,
how do you do this, Mama?
I don't know what reality I'm living in, because they are talking about two different subjects about the same subject,
same thing. Yeah.
And so, anyway, at this point, Dan's talking about. And brings on
a professor
about how horrible the Beauty and the Beast movie is for women to hold on to.
Right.
Because the whole concept
And everybody's
is,
going, what?
We love that movie. Because the whole idea is if you hang out long enough with someone who treats you bad, eventually they'll start treating you nice and take care of you.
Eventually they'll change
they'll
for you.
They'll change for you.
They'll
and
change.
So the longer you put in there and be kind and
hang
be
on.
Good girl,
hold on.
Hold on. And then they'll be the Prince Charming you've always dreamed of. I'm like,
They'll take their masks off.
And you're like, whoa, that's so true.
That's what we learned.
And then he also
that's
said.
That's what you learn at Disney World.
One of the callers had called up and said, a short synopsis of this call, the idea was, hey, you know, would you like to put on a condom? And the guy goes, no, and doesn't. And she gets all upset about this and then doesn't want to see him and goes, he asked Dan, hey, should I go back and kind of explain to him why I'm so mad? And
why I don't want to see him anymore?
Yeah, and because he also put a cigarette light butt out on her.
Yeah.
You know,
whatever. He did do that, too, which is a criminal act.
Yeah, and the first thing Dan Savage said was, women, stop asking questions for things you need. Give a declarative statement. I want you put on a condom.
Exactly.
Do you want to put on a condom?
And oh my God, Julie, that you when I heard that, yes. I had light bulbs go on over my head.
Yes.
Because I'm a good girl. I grew up Catholic. I ask for everything. I say please and thank you. And when I heard that, Dan Savage goes, you don't ask someone to put on a condom. You say, wait a minute, this isn't going to happen unless you do that.
You don't have to put on because, a condom, but you're not coming anywhere near me.
But here's the thing, though. I understand that because I could have said, oh, you'd like to put on a condom, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You're like, that's a question.
It's a question.
But it really implies that that's what I want. But what if some people don't get that?
They don't get the nuance of
like,
your language.
I can remember just like... last week, I said something to Norm, but you'd like to take Elliot out for a walk right now, wouldn't you? Or something like that.
Yeah, you'd have to feed Elliot right now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And
he said no. Like, he said no. And I went, wait a minute. I just asked him a question.
Norm, get your lazy ass out there and take your dog for a walk.
It was illuminating.
Right. It was.
And it's been illuminating, although this morning, it's been illuminating ever since because I've been, rather than asking a polite
right.
sweet, kind little Catholic girl question. I just been saying,
do this. Yes.
And then this morning, Norm asked me to if I could kindly go back to sweet little Catholic girl.
And he goes, I will now know that when you're asking me a question, it's you're trying to tell me something.
Exactly.
and it happens with us as well.
Yes.
You'll ask me a question, and I go, and I'm trying to figure out, well, what answer does she want?
I know.
Because I don't have any skin in the games.
Right.
What does she really want here?
And I think it's like yesterday.
Answer,
yeah.
And you're like, well, oh, why'd you give me that answer? I'm like, well, what answer do you really want? And then I realize that you do it with me, too.
I know. I'm sorry.
And it's okay, because I do it with you as well. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of
I said,
like,
hey, Julie, would you like
to get
a cup of coffee? Did you want a cup of coffee, Mom? Oh, of course.
Why would I say? Asking the question? Well, I don't know why you're asking me the question because I don't drink coffee. But yes, exactly what you said to me.
I know it was.
Hey, Julie, would you like to go and get a cup of coffee?
Yeah. Not really,
because I don't drink coffee. I'm like, oh, can you go and get me a cup of coffee? Oh, sure, Mom. And here's the thing, because it has been told to me by you that there are times you don't get your needs met.
Right.
And then you go, wait a minute, what if I'm proposing all my needs as questions?
This has been so true.
And no wonder I'm not getting my needs met.
Because people are, she's just asking questions.
Yeah.
And we're just telling the truth. No.
Yeah. And guess
not
what?
Really.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, okay.
Not today. I don't feel like
but,
that.
But if you tell me, hey, I want to get my needs met, I'm like, oh, awesome, because I like to be the girl who gets your needs met. Like,
I can do that.
But so it was light bulb, light bulb, light bulb.
No kidding.
It was so fun.
That was so that's been like my major. Wisdom of the week.
To call up Dan Savage on
you promise.
Answer machine.
Yes.
And let him know that my mother learned something from to handle her husband.
Yes.
And she got it, why she hasn't getting her needs
met. And you, as you're telling him that, tell him I'm open to a call from him.
Yes.
If he wants to verify or talk to me. Because I think this would be hilarious.
Yes, exactly.
Nona Peters talking to Dan Savage.
Exactly. It would be funny as heck. It would be great. I guess you had to propose a question, though. I don't know. But it would be hysterical.
Yeah.
So that was it. And so we learned something from that.
We did.
We learned something from that.
A big time.
So we're kind of getting near the end. We got about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Do you want to pillar talk?
As opposed to?
Talk about Elliot's Corner.
Oh, Elliot's Corner.
I say go to Pillar Talk.
Okay. You go, girl.
Ready for a little Pillar Talk?
Uh-huh.
Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk. So here we are at Pillar Talk, which Mom has not just asked me the question, do you think this is the most boring part of our show? But has told me today, this is the most boring part of the show for me.
Because I've decided not to ask questions anymore.
Exactly.
I'm actually going to state my case.
And I know why you think this is the boring part for you. Mm-hmm. Because it's the part where we try and put a little teaching in.
Right.
And your rebellious side said, no one going to teach me nothing.
I don't want to know anything.
I don't want no more. I'm done learning.
Don't put
it's
baby
Sunday
in the corner.
Night. Yeah. I'm doing my walk. I don't want to do it right now. But we're
what is Pillar Talk, Jillian?
Pillar Talk is when you specifically talk about the pillars of our life.
Right.
And it's a formal way of coaching more so than the rest of our radio show. Mm-hmm. We're just kind of having fun. But during this Pillar Talk, we want to discuss a guy, which I don't know his name, but I know his website. And it is MillennialMoney.com. MillennialMoney.com. .com. And he is a millennial. Mm-hmm. And he was being interviewed by John Williams.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, he fits all our categories because you know me. I love trying to figure out millennials.
Yes.
I do not understand their brains.
And you like money.
And I love money.
So millennial money. Whoa. Ring that bell. So here it was. He was interviewed. He basically at the age of 24 had $2 in his account.
$2.26.
Something like that.
He couldn't even buy a burrito.
Which... too bad for him, because if he was in our line, he would have gotten it for free.
That's right.
Too bad for him. So sorry. So he woke up going, I have to change this, and within 10 years, I want to be a millionaire. And it ended up taking him 5 years and 2 months.
Right.
And basically what he did was he had to change his mindset, and he had to go.
Wait, you had to change your mindset?
Hello. But a couple of things he talked about, which fascinated you. One was, he said this, and you know this to be true. You
right.
said, I know, he goes, he's 32 now.
Yeah, and he did
worth
this.
About 2 point something million.
Yeah,
now,
but he completed his from 24 to 30.
Yes.
Five years, 2 months, yeah.
And he said, one thing I realized, he goes, I know more people my age that have retired, quote unquote, than my mom and dad know. Mm-hmm. And John Williams goes, yes, because at my age, I'm looking at you and I'm going, how come I couldn't have figured this out? Because I'm still working.
John Williams is a smart man. He's in his late 50s.
Yes.
I'm still working. I gotta still work.
I'm gonna still work. Right. And if I'm lucky, I'll retire at 65 to 67.
Right.
If I'm lucky.
Right.
And you're 32, and you tell me that you could literally stop working and live off.
Goes, and many of your friends are the same way.
And he goes, yes.
Because
and John,
we do not get this.
Goes, I don't know if I should love you or hate you.
That's right.
And I go, we get that.
100%.
And so it is, they think about money differently. And now we know this because we know people who've broken that thing about money as because you can't save your way to $1 million fast enough.
Like he said, John goes, well, how do you do it? He goes, well, you can't do it by driving Uber on the weekends.
No. He goes, you can't do it. I mean, you can do it in 30 years. By taking everything you make from Uber and putting it into account. And in 30 years, it'll have grown and you'll be like, great, awesome. I'm glad I worked Uber.
He said, but you do, he said, you do have to have a side hustle.
Yes. So here's a side hustle. If you want, let's say you have a job and that's your money, but you know, you can't literally tweak or up your job.
Right.
You have to have a side hustle.
Right.
And his side hustles were some pretty cool ones.
Yeah.
One was he would buy old VW station or
no,
vans,
VW vans, like campers. The RVs. They called Westfalia.
Yes. Redo them a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Put a little money in and flip them.
And then flip them.
Mopeds. He would buy old mopeds.
Yes.
Flip them.
Yeah.
And he said he has actually a little warehouse that he stores these.
Yeah. And he still continues to do it to this day.
I think he said makes 50, he made 100 grand or
50,000 to 100,000
over the last 10 years flipping these things.
Right.
He also does things like he goes to a concert.
Right.
He'll buy 6 concert tickets.
Or 12, he said.
Or 12. Mm-hmm. And he'll flip them all for the 2 that he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's made, you know, about 25, 50 grand doing that in the last 10 years. He says he knows somebody who's actually makes $200,000 a year doing this.
Just doing that alone.
Just flipping
tickets. And he said, it's a tough line because these
everybody
tickets
can do it.
Go fast.
They go fast. But, I mean, there are people who, we know people who only buy their tickets on StubHub.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even go anymore no. to the place.
And he also said that he made a great deal of his money as an SEO, which we know Normano calls yes. himself the search engine operative.
Because he wants to be an SEO.
That's right. Consultant. He does. He wants to be an SEO.
And I go, he thinks it's a SEO spy. Start with?
That's right. What's it mean? Yeah.
And I have told him this 1,000 times. And he goes, search engine. I'm like, yeah. Operative. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, you go, sir.
And I'm thinking, you
in
know
your
what?
Talking shoe.
Yeah. I'm a search engine operative.
Works for MI6.
And so, and then WordPress designer.
Yeah.
But what he does, he says, you have to be able, when you don't want to just sell commodities, which is the lowest price stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to sell stuff that has more value
mm-hmm.
than what it was to begin with.
Right.
And that's the key of your side hustle, more value. And so you go, okay, and when you switch that brain, it may take you a couple of months to figure that out.
Well, John Williams just said, now you buy properties or, you know, and he goes, yeah. He goes, but it takes so long to save up 20% for a down payment. He goes, yeah. Oh, no.
Don't do that.
I wouldn't. He goes, you can get by with 3-5% down.
He goes, the worst thing people could tell you
yeah.
is to save for 20%. You may never get there. I was able to buy a piece of property 5% down, and then I was able to put some money into it, flip it. I made $400,000 off that one property.
That's right.
$400,000.
That's right.
And I thought to myself, but see,
then he was almost halfway there to his million.
Exactly. So you need a couple of these big
yeah.
things.
Right. And but it is a shift in mindset, though.
It is a total shift in mindset.
Yeah. And it isn't something that our generation has.
No, because you are
programmed.
We don't
think that way. But people like this guy, I don't know his name, but Tim Ferriss.
Yeah.
I mean, he and his cohorts, who are all millionaires, they look for young tech companies
right.
to become angels in. Right. And then, oh, he did say, though, didn't he say he bought Amazon stock?
Yes. He has 20% of his money in Amazon.
Is Amazon. Mm-hmm. Now, hello, that would be, but if you knew.
But Mom, we did know.
We did know.
I knew Google, I knew Amazon, yeah. But it's that, and
yeah.
then going, I better get my ass hustling now to put money in there.
Put your side hustle on to get money in Amazon.
And so you,
and Google.
And then you go, oh, why didn't I do that?
Yeah.
You know? And so we.
That's our generation is, oh, yeah, why didn't I do that?
And their generation is, do it.
I'm pansexual and I'm a millionaire.
And you know why? I don't think they worry about having children right now.
No.
I don't think they worry about having a family or having kids.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And some people, I mean, maybe there's that difference between them all, because I know other ones who've mm-hmm. had kids
mm-hmm.
and they're content just, hey, this is my job. I feel good. I go to work. I come home and I don't feel like getting my side hustle on.
That's right.
You know?
Right.
And others who just want to play video games all day long.
Yeah, that's true.
And so there is this, they're not definable. But I do believe he's right when he says there are more retired people at my age
mm-hmm.
that I know of, than I know of my father's age, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe that completely.
And we've actually studied them.
Yeah.
The things they do. Like, some of them were not, I mean, you know, like, oh, we our cars and we ride bikes everywhere.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, whatever.
I mean, there is the way of being.
There is that frugal way.
Being frugal.
Yeah.
And he would say he's kind of frugal, but not, he is more into making money than being frugal.
Right, right.
And I wish I would have found out this guy's name. I just, yeah. It's Italian sounding for some reason.
Yo, you're right.
For some
it is.
Reason it's Italian.
It's Tierra. You could probably look it up. I think it's Greg Tierra.
But his name.
Oh, no. I don't know.
I don't think that. I think that's completely wrong. I don't think any of that is right. Greg Tierra. Okay. But it is millennial money. It is millennial money. And I check out his website. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Does it have his name in it?
I'm sure. I've looked at it. I don't think it does have his name.
Oh, my gosh.
It's, you
know, I think you know what, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's SEO optimized. It's SEO right. Appropriate. It's just SEO. It's search engine optimized.
That's right.
So anyway, so, you know, from this pillar talk, just kind of thinking about money differently.
Just think about it. Just shift that.
For 10 years,
right.
You for the next 10 years saying, everything I do is about plussing money.
Right.
And what would that look like then from 10 years from now, the rest of your life?
Because you know why? If you're coaching someone, you'd say, well, what is your goal? If your goal is, I want to retire in 10 years,
yes,
then you got milestones, you got a plan, it can happen.
Yes.
And even if you missed it by 20%, hello.
You're retiring in 12 years.
Exactly.
Big deal. And that doesn't mean you're not working or doing anything else. It just means you don't have to work.
Right.
You know, because you've got enough off your investments to live.
Right.
That may only be $30,000 a year or $4,000 a year.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Exactly. You know? Well, that's that Mr. Money Mustache.
Yes.
He got his million because he knew he could live on like $3,000 a month or
right.
something like that.
He spends $26,000 a year.
Right.
That's what he needs to live
He
off
figured
of.
That's how much he needed to live and nicely.
And you only need 25 times your annual income
right.
to retire.
Right.
And so I think that was like $500,000. I think him and his wife together in a Vanguard account.
Right.
They both were doing tech stuff. They were able to do that and save that kind of money.
Right.
Because also, though, at that time, mm-hmm. stocks were down.
Yeah.
And during this 7-year rise,
yes.
they were able to do it.
Yes.
So
that's pretty
congratulations.
Amazing. Yes.
What is that called?
Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
It's just the opposite of Schadenfreude.
Yes.
Or Schadenfreude.
Oh, that's right. The opposite of Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
I feel bad when somebody's doing great.
Yeah, because when you hear somebody, you know, doing bad, you're like, have a little secret happiness.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, yay.
That's Schadenfreude.
That's Schadenfreude.
But the opposite would be
non-A
Schadenfreude.
Exactly.
Non-Schadenfreude.
So that was our show today, everyone.
Wow.
Went by
I can't
fast.
Believe it went by so fast.
Believe it. And so, girlfriend, go to our website, everyone, consciouscommunity.com.
Consciouscommunity.com.
And if it's not ready there, check it in another day or two.
Or ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. That's
please.
Our blog.
Yes.
And people can go to my Facebook and see what I wrote about the swamp people.
Yes, exactly.
Cryptic.
Hey,
how was the show? It was great.
It was great.